Mike Rupp joins us, analyst from NHL Network, Pens analyst, Root Sports, Stanley Cup champion. I would say that Mike would say that they're not looking past tonight's game. They're going to win tonight. They think they're going to win tonight, and they'll do that in each of the three games that they play out west. Tell me I'm right, Mike.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You're right there.
See? Take that. Come on. There's not a. I don't care how good or bad you are. If you don't believe you could win tonight, you shouldn't be playing.
I can agree with that.
All right.
But that's so that's a player, but I'd say if you're Lou Lamoriello, if you're Mike Babcock, you are really happy coming back from the West Coast with 3 points.
Where did you go from two there?
I'm satisfied with two. I'm happy with three. There's a big difference between being satisfied and happy.
Not satisfied with 2 of 6 points.
Yeah, that was, you know, what's funny is how the standards as a player or as a coach or and the NHL go down when you do that West Coast trip because you know how bad it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on teams where that's like a real downer part of the season when you get that West Coast trip. So, I mean, most of the time on a road trip, 500 is like, okay. But if you get a 500 trip out west, it's like, way to go, boys. Really did it.
A lot to talk about with Mike. Hey, you're a former teammate of Brian Boyle. Tell us about Boyle as a teammate.
Yeah, Brian Boyle is... I know that there's some things that'll probably sneak under the stat line about Brian Boyle as far as his locker room presence is great. I think you saw that fairly quickly down there in Tampa. He's wearing the A, and he's just one of the most well-respected, charismatic guys in the room. And I think that goes a long way, especially for a Leafs team like they are this year, just with the youth and the experience that Brian brings with 100 playoff games is great. And if you think about it, you know, he had 2 Stanley Cup finals in a row, a lot of late runs in the playoffs with the Rangers, Tampa Bay Lightning. So that's an area that he brings a lot of. But, you know, digging in a little bit more, his numbers are never going to really overwhelm you. I mean, he scored 20 goals in the league 1 year. But the thing about Brian is, there's just some things that will make every team better this time of year. He's an elite penalty killer. He's a top face-off guy. He can bounce around your lineup wherever you need him. He can play from lines 1 through 4 and be impactful in that. And, oh, yeah, he's 6'7" also, so I don't think that hurts at all. He's just a guy that really, I think all 30 teams in the National Hockey League would – it would be a no-brainer to add a guy like that at deadline, so the Leafs got a good one.
Mike Rupp, our guest on Brady and Price, 8:18 on a Tuesday morning. Trade deadline begins tomorrow, 8 o'clock on Sportsnet. Wraps up around 3 o'clock, full all-day coverage, and right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So experience matters. Brian Boyle's played a lot of playoff games. You're mentioning that. You were a kid. You'd won in junior, but you step in, and you know, you're watching a lot of the 0-3 playoffs, but you end up getting the game-winning goal. I can't imagine a more experienced room and team than the 2003 New Jersey Devils. I mean, there's 4 or 5 Hall of Famers alone. What was that room like? And do we overrate or can we even underrate sometimes playoff experience, Mike?
Well, yeah, I would agree with you. I think that the room that I experienced was a little bit of an extreme as far as, you know, some of those days have passed. But even in those days, I mean, to look across the room and see, you know, Marty Brodeur, Scott Stevens, Scott Niedermeyer, Ken Danico, these guys that have won already at that point 2 cups. If you have any nerves, you look as far as those guys are and you see the way they carry themselves, and it's just kind of ho-hum, here we go. And I think that really settles the nerves because, you know, there'd be times where I'd look for a gauge or my locker room, my stallmate next to me was Joe Nieuwendyk, and knew he was a great guy just to kind of bounce things off of. He was around for a very long time. And having those guys to gauge, I mean, from different situations, sometimes when things are going bad, you just give a peek up in between periods and see Scottie Stevens act the exact same way he would if things are going really good. So Kenny Danico would crack jokes and keep it light in the room and do it before, you know, arguably the biggest period of the season, and he'd be just acting normal and just keeping things light. And I think those things are really important for young players, because if it wasn't for that, you start feeling the nerves a little bit more.
talking with Mike Rupp. There's a whole bunch of stuff after your name here of what you do and who you are, but I think that if they just said Stanley Cup champion, that would put a smile on my face. With the Penguins, and look, it looked like it was down to the Penguins and the Caps for Shattenkirk, and the Caps got him. Does this bother the Penguins?
You know what? Hearing the Penguins names being brought up with Shattenkirk was really a little surprising to me. Not in the fact that, you know, Jim Rutherford's always a bit of a gunslinger as far as trades go, and I would expect him to probably mix in a couple things before Wednesday's deadline. But I just didn't feel like Kevin Shattenkirk was a need for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I guess if you could try to get him at the right price, and they tried to possibly, then yeah, I mean, it would be okay in that situation. But, you know, they have their right defenseman, right shot defenseman that can accumulate points in Letang and Schultz. But, you know, when you look at the Caps now, I think it's looked like more of a fit for them. It's tough. I mean, when you look at these trades, we've all seen enough over the years. It seems like the biggest trades are the ones that generally don't pan out. So it'll be really interesting to see if this one does, because I've thought since the beginning of the year that this could be the Caps' year, just because they weren't on cruise control for most of the year as far as running away with things because that metro is so tight. I still feel that way. It could be their year, but I always have that thing in the back of my head that goes off the fly, that goes up whenever a team makes a big trade at the deadline. It'd be interesting to see if it pans out.
Yeah, I feel like Hossa to Pittsburgh was the last time that a team made a huge trade and that guy went to the final. We have about 30 seconds. Let me ask you about Washington. I mean, Minnesota, I don't know that there's heat to go to the Stanley Cup final. They'd love to do it. Vegas likes them to win the conference. But I can't think of there's any more pressure on anyone to have a great playoff than the Washington Capitals. Can you?
No, I would say that they are, especially now, even, you know, with that move too. But I like it. I like the move to do that because, you know, I think that that's no secret. Everybody knows that this is their year inside that locker room. And to make a move to get Kevin Shattenkirk does that same thing. It says, hey, you guys, we like what we see. We're going for it this year. And, you know, they need to kind of slay that dragon this year because that's been a great team for a while. They just can't kind of get over that last hump. So we'll see. I have a feeling it's going to be a big time matchup with Pittsburgh again, though.
Great talking with you, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.